Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know if there's people who, I go to a festival every couple years and I do a little smack. I don't know if that person exists, but it just seems like crack and meth are tied for the drug that you can't
do. That'll wreck your whole life.
Absolutely. And it turns out that the mayor, the suspended Port Richey mayor, Dale Massad, was using crack cocaine daily for years and also used methamphetamine near daily as well.
Well, I mean, there you go. That guy was the mayor.
Well, I mean, but still, obviously he's not doing well because he's suspended. But
sure. But I mean, you still have to do mayoral things when you're the mayor.
Like, that's my thought is, what comes first? Like, with crackheads and people who are, like, down on their luck and digging through the trash because they're on crack. Are you homeless and just have a terrible life, and then you turn to crack, or does crack take you down that road? Because if this guy's doing his job every day, he's got meetings, he's got, you know, high-level things going on, maybe a little crack helped him get to where he needed to be to, you know, be motivated through his day.
You're saying that crack is inspiration, it can kind of expand your mind a little bit?
What I'm saying is, you know, under the wrong scenario, crack can send you down a dark path. But if you're somebody who's in a life of politics and you're thriving, maybe crack can be just that little thing to get you over the hump and get you out of bed in the morning.
I think there probably would be some people that would say, I don't understand how somebody could function on marijuana every single day. I feel like because we don't have any experience with crack, maybe we feel like you can't, but clearly this guy was the mayor.
We really truly won't judge you. It's mostly just sheer curiosity. If you do use crack or meth on a daily basis, and you would please give us a little peek into your world, we would really appreciate it. 727-579-1025, 1-800-771-1025. Have you ever witnessed anybody ever do crack or meth?
No. I think watching somebody do cocaine, that's the deepest I've gone.
So not only was this guy doing the crack and the meth and everything on a daily basis, he was actually paying drug runners to bring him the illegal drugs. And he was also investigated for several months on suspicions that he was practicing medicine without a license. How do you do all these things and still be a mayor?
What was it, Port Richey? I mean, that's what it is. I mean, the guy gets his work done, leaves the office early, and has time to run a practice out of his home and do meth. That sounds like a great life.
He kept multiple weapons in his home, has a history of violence. So
what do they say? They say work smarter, not harder. That's what he was doing.
Well, I mean, you want to know what'll get you working hard? Smoking crack.
Does it?
I mean, I think so. If you gave me a task, you said, hey, go do this, and then gave me crack, like, I feel like I could probably do it better and quicker than you wanted.
I feel like I'd want to vibe out on some crack. I don't feel like I'd want to do a lot of activities.
You don't vibe on crack.
The crack I would get, you would be via indica.
Thank you for calling Drew Garabo Live. Do you smoke crack?
Yeah, I like crack. I'm a crackhead.
Really? Tell me about your daily crack consumption.
I burnt my fingertips, and I tried to steal stuff from a store, and then I realized that it was my store. So it didn't help.
Are you on crack right now?
Yes. Yes, very much so.
You believe him, John?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to work through this. How long ago was it that you did crack for the first time?
Probably 5 minutes ago.
You hear that little?
So
you think that's a? You think that's a?
I don't know. Where are you right now, sir?
I'm in my house.
You said you own a store?
Yes, and I was stealing the merchandise until I realized that it was mine. And
I don't buy it. Dude, we're not here to disparage or give any stereotypes for crack users.
Dude, that guy, I don't know what it sounds like when you're on crack, but if he was lying, that's an Oscar award-winning performance. There was some clicking, there sounded nervous.
And maybe I should just be more open to a crackhead not having the most logical answers. But I asked him when the first time he smoked crack was, and he said it was today.
Yeah, you asked for crack as the call, not for, you know, in-depth report on the Mueller findings.
You got any deets on that?
I actually have nothing. No, I don't pay attention to anything unless Donald Trump tweets a Game of Thrones poster that he's using for his own propaganda.
Cease and desist. Drew Garabo live. Who's this?
Willow.
What's up,
Hello,
Willow?
Guys.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Just got off work. But when I got out of school, I fell into a group. I never used it, but I fell into a group of users that did crack, heroin, and meth.
That's quite the concoction.
They used all three. Crack more than anything, but they went absolutely nowhere. I checked back up with them like 2 years ago. I did some detective work on Facebook. It wasn't really detective work, but yeah, they were still there, still.
Oh, man, that's crazy, man. If you smoke crack, you won't go far in life.
That's a tough game to get out of, but it does happen.
See, that's what I'm trying to figure out is, like, so that guy's buddies, if we were to believe him, they were getting, you know, they were kind of getting their footing in the world, and they started smoking crack, and they never amounted to anything. But let's say you were doing pretty well in your life, like everything was going along pretty good, and then next thing you know, you're a mayor, and you start smoking crack. Can the crack then help you be better? That's the question I want to know.
That is the question of the day. Can crack help you be better?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking.
Thank you for calling Drew Garabo live.
Hey, John.
How you doing, buddy?
I don't want to give out my name.
Okay, that's okay.
I've been clean now for 15 years. But when I was young, I grew up in Central Florida, and meth was everywhere. And I got into it, and I went off the deep end real fast. And the cops were about 5 minutes late from putting me in jail for 20 years, and I decided that that was not for me.
How's that happen? You had a bunch of meth or something, and then they showed up, and you had already flushed it or done it or something?
it was sold allegedly, but I knew that it wasn't for me. They arrested me on a few misdemeanors, and they were very close. And that was the only way. You had to. I had a good job, but I had to support the habit because it's definitely not a cheap habit to do.
What did you like to do? Like, what were your favorite activities to do in high end meth?
I liked to peep out the windows. I had my night vision goggles. I was crazy. We lived in the woods. We rode four-wheelers, shot rifles, shot pistols. And then I ended up realizing that that wasn't for me. Everybody knew me around this area, so I moved down south towards Miami. And somebody introduced me to crack, and so for a while I was in school down there, I kept it under control a little bit here and there at night, like with a few drinks. And then I just said, F it. I had a bad year when the recession hit and just went off the deep end with it.
Wow. So you would casually do meth. Like, so a night on meth, do you ever go to sleep? Like, you get off work, you live your life, you come home, you smoke some meth. Do you fall asleep that night?
That was my problem. I just wouldn't sleep, and then I'd screw up real work and stuff. Now, the crack, you could actually sleep on because it's a real short high. You want to just decide to get rid of all your money, just start smoking crack. And if people are hoarders, the way to cure that is get them on crack. They'll get rid of everything.
So what's going on? Are you on weed now? How are you off all this stuff?
I smoke after work, and I just realized that my family had nothing to do with me. Nobody wanted anything to do with me, and I went from being very popular to being absolutely nothing. I threw away everything, and now I've been clean for many years. I run a successful business, and I'm married. I own my house, and we do pretty well. And I still see people. I'm now back in Central Florida, and I run into people I used to run it from.
I'm losing you a little bit. Stay sober. We love you. Thank you for calling. I lost you a little bit at the end there, but
I like when you asked him his favorite thing to do on meth. And he said to look out the window, which that sounds more exciting than a baseball game these days.
Oh, especially. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. You're high on meth and you're looking out the window with night vision goggles. And I mean, I imagine the meth makes you paranoid. That's why you're looking out the window in the first place. And then you just that sounds cool.
It sounds okay. It sounds
like what you could get into, like without the meth or the drugs even. Like you need to get some night vision goggles and just start looking out your window.
Right, I could do that. I don't think I need the crack or the meth for any of that. That could be fun. I'm normally the only person walking outside my house though late at night, so.
Just sidebar momentarily. I saw your lovely wife tweet over the weekend or something. You were walking the streets in nothing but a Moana blanket.
No, I think was it Saturday morning. I mean, the first thing we do is when the baby gets up is I take the dogs out so we can, you know, trying to kind of get the house in order. So I took them out in the front and I just had my shorts on and it was a little chilly. So I had a Moana blanket covering me and my neighbor Dwayne, he saw me. I didn't have my glasses. I can't see anything. I just hear things. He goes, "Hey, Seth." And he came over and he asked if we wanted to adopt a 7-year-old Cocker Spaniel. Oh, I guess he is in a lot of wills. He knows a lot of people that die and then
in a lot of wills? That's not a thing.
Dude, he told me he's in a lot of wills and
he said, "I'm in a lot of wills?"
He said, "I'm in a lot of wills." So he gets these animals that people leave for him and he asked me if I wanted to adopt a 7-month-old Cocker Spaniel. I have two. And I said, "Listen, I got to talk to..." I'm just standing there. It's just the chest hairs out. It's all there. There's no hiding it. I'm cold, but whatever. We got to talk about
these
things.
That's a lot to drop on somebody on a Saturday morning when they don't have a shirt on. I'm in a lot of wills. You want a dog?
Dude, I'd been up for 5 minutes. I was up for 5 minutes. And I'm already I almost took the damn thing. No, I didn't. I talked to Phoebe. We can't have a dog. We'd have to give up the baby, and we need to keep her right now.
I'm in a lot of wills.
That's what he was explaining to me. Listen, I know my neighbors. I get to know what makes them tick, and he's a good dude, so he's in wills.
He's so beloved by everybody that he meets that everyone he knows is just leaving them their pets and their money and everything.
Dude, you got to leave. You know, it makes me think you got to leave the dogs to somebody. You got to make sure somebody's taking care of them. So I just told him I can't take the 7-month-old Cocker Spaniel.
I thought it was 7 years.
No, 7 months. Sorry.
Oh, it's a puppy.
Yeah, puppy.
Why'd this person buy a dog if they were about to die?
No, this is somebody. This is another friend of his that can't handle a puppy.
So wills, that's just a side
note. He was just working that in. He's got a lot of animals over there. If I need anything, you know, he's funneling them in and out.
Dude, you
got
to move.
I can't. I'm locked in, I think, for the next 30 years or so. He's great. It's a great guy. Great neighborhood.
I'm worried, man.
It was just Phoebe enjoyed seeing me. She loves watching me when I'm in uncomfortable situations.
My theory was maybe I would reach out to your neighbor so that I can get them to, like, take pictures of you in these vulnerable moments, like when you're just perusing the streets and nothing but a Moana blanket. But now I don't want to deal with this guy because he's in all these people's wills and he's trying to peddle 7-month-old puppies on a Sunday morning.
No, he's great. And if you need any pictures of me in awkward situations, Phoebe can take those and send them. Clearly, she didn't come out there at all. She had no problem tweeting from inside the house.
Sorry that happened.
That's my life in St. Pete. I love it.
Drew Garabo live. You ever smoke crack?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Have you ever smoked crack or meth or?
Crack. I actually have some right now.
Oh, like. Can we ask?
Crack
like
right
on me right now.
Crack right now. When's the last time you did crack?
Probably 30 seconds ago.
Oh, wow. So you're flying high right now.
It doesn't affect me like that, though.
What is it
and
like?
I can be honest with you, I cannot get a lot of stuff done because my mind goes here, there, and everywhere. So to sit there like it was like on regular cocaine, it's not that kind of feeling at all.
Is your life okay? Do you have a job? What's your daily life like?
I have a job. I've got kids. Obviously, my kids are not around. Okay. So they're never around. I never take them anywhere. They don't go anywhere with me ever, ever, ever. They're at school. And then that's it. They come home, I make dinner, blah, 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 and all is good.
So are you, the crack high, you kind of have to keep it going all day, don't you?
I at the beginning when I first started, I would say, yeah, I would constantly chase it. But I think I just learned how to do it that worked for me and what was better for me. So I don't have to. So once I'm done, I'm done. And that's it. Once my kids get here at home and that's it.
Oh, so you do some crack during the day, but once the kids are home, you're done with the crack for the day.
Absolutely.
Do you have a significant other?
I do.
Are they okay?
They do not know. No.
Oh, really?
They do not know. Nope.
There's no, how long have you been with this guy or lady?
9 years.
Guy 9 years and he doesn't know?
No, I just started recently, probably within the last year or two.
Oh, wow. How did you, as somebody who seems to be a little bit older, how do you get into crack at like later in your life?
It's kind of funny, and I don't want to get too much into it because it would give me away if somebody was listening who would know me, but I was actually introduced to something else by a different mom and kind of got hooked onto that and then could no longer get that.
We're already talking about crack. What's that thing, Adderall?
It was, yes. Absolutely was. Wow. And then I would have to get like an opiate to come down, that sort of thing. And then, so that was, and you couldn't get the opiates anymore. So then they said, well, try this. And I tried it. Honest to God, at the beginning, I didn't like it at all. And I was like, what a waste of freaking money. I'm just basically, you know, blowing up a 20, 50 or whatever. But then I had to like it, I guess, because I needed something to not be sick from the other. So that's how I kind of rolled into that. And then this here now has been every day now, probably for the last 3 or 4 months, actually.
When you go,
I don't do a lot.
When you go and you buy the crack, how much money are you spending it at one time?
Anywhere between probably $60 and $100.
Oh, okay.
And how long does that last you?
Well, now, like I said, at the beginning, honest to God, I would blow through that probably less than an hour. But now I can have it last all day.
Oh, so that's... So are you yeah, doing that every day?
I am recently, yes. Recently I am. So I'm a little worried about that. So I got to pull myself back off of a day here and a day there.
It sounds like you have a good job, though, if you can afford that.
Well, I do. I'm okay. I mean, I work... I work part-time, but, I mean, it's enough to cover what I'm doing. I wouldn't do it otherwise. My kids do not need for anything. They would never need for anything. That would definitely go first. I don't get to that point. I won't let myself get to that point. I guess a crackhead with morals, I don't know. But
Was there anything else that you tried when you went from the Adderall to the crack? Because I would think the next step would be, you know, maybe coke or maybe something else. Did you try something else before you decided to give the crack a go?
No, I didn't even think about trying anything else. They just said, hey, give this a try. And, of course, any dealer's going to want to do that, right? So they're going to know you're going to be coming back every hour, every 2 hours or whatever. And, honestly, that was me at the beginning. But for some reason, I've been able to learn to control it for myself. Not saying that doing it every day, though, because I have gone from, you know, twice a week now to every day. So now I'm watching myself. We'll start pulling back because this everyday thing's not going to work.
Are there any other, like, vices going on around the house that your husband knows of? Do you guys drink? Do you smoke weed? Do you do anything else?
Nope. Nothing.
Wow.
I know.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing your story. It's very fascinating. And
Is this show better when you're on crack?
I like it either way.
Okay, all right, perfect. Just doing a little test study here.
Well, good luck to you. Don't go getting out of hand with the crack use.
I'm putting it away. I got to put it away.
Right, you smoke it, I tell you. You smoke the crack.
Oh, absolutely. I would never do it any other way.
I don't know.
You got to shoot it,
She seems like such a classy lady. I just can't envision her smoking crack.
People, honestly, they shoot it into their veins. I would never shot anything into my veins. And I think that's once you hit that, you're over now, you're done. And that's one thing I won't do. I won't go there. I just will never go there. If I'm not happy with this, then I'm done. That's it. But that's just me. It's different for every person.
Man, wow.
Fascinating.
Thank you so much for sharing the story. And we appreciate you. And I think that it would be the responsible thing for me to tell you to get off of crack. And you don't need crack.
I really don't. I will at least cut down to 2 or 3 times a day would be nice, or 2 or 3 times a week.
Let me just ask you one more question. What's the best part of being on crack?
The best part for me is actually getting it ready. Okay, knowing that I'm going to have it. It's not doing the crack. It's actually the routine that I have to get ready to smoke it.
A little ritual, right?
Yeah, there's a little ritual. There's a little way I do things, a little, you know, every single thing has to be like, so that may be induced by crack, but actually that would be the best thing of it for me.
Wow.
It has nothing to do, actually really do with it. Now it's just, I think I doggone have it, so.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing your story, and good luck with everything.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Wow, they're honest. She's on crack right now, doing it every day. Doesn't want to do it every day. I don't know how you take a step back.
I'm not saying, I would never say that she's not telling the truth because she seemed very honest, but how do you smoke crack all day and then stop smoking crack when your kids come home? Like, I would think that whatever's making you want to smoke crack doesn't stop just because your kids are there. I mean, maybe she sounded like a very honest woman and, you know, hopefully a good mother and everything.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think that she's going off smoking crack when your kids are home, when your husband's home? And she said she's been 9 years. He's got no idea.
Wow, she didn't ask for protection or anything.
Oh.
I mean, if hopefully her husband doesn't listen.
Oh, no.
What a thing to find out on the radio. You're driving home and you hear your wife of 9 years saying that she's smoking crack every day.
She wasn't even real. A paid voice actress.
Yeah.
Wow. We gave her $40 for that call.
That was crazy.
She
seemed so nice. Yeah, I mean, I've met people not, you know, on crack that seem less normal than her.
Well, I mean, let's not say, hey, you'll be nice if you start smoking crack, but I'm happy it's working for her.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got their things, and
Yeah, she's not shooting it up, so...
Thoughts and prayers.
Exactly.
Thoughts and prayers. Let's go ahead and take a break. Coming up next, we will dig into John's joints. Everybody knows what LGBTQ stands for. Well, a barbecue establishment is in hot water because they tried to rewrite those letters. We want to see if you can do the same without being offensive. Coming up next on Drew Garabo Live.
It's Drew Garabo Live.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.